local member George Christensen has made headlines around Australia this morning for a very kind of concerning video that he's uploaded to his Facebook page in order to get the ring road happening.
That's right. We've got the man himself on the line with us right now to talk more about it. George Christensen, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jono. Good, Brad. How are you?
Good, thank you.
George, we have seen your video that you recently posted on your Facebook page.
I'm sorry about that.
I was just going to say, look, if you're unsuccessful with this video in getting signatures on this petition to get some funding for the ring road, I'm sure at least there must be a bit of Oscars buzz around the performance from you and your team.
I thought you were about to say, don't give up your day job.
What inspired you to do this? Obviously, we know the inspiration is you're trying to encourage people getting behind the ring road cause, but who came up with the idea of threatening to release a video of you in a leotard?
Well, sadly, yours truly, and it is a real threat. I mean, we have shot a video. I have channeled my inner Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
I have donned the Lycra, as you can see in the video that's up on Facebook, and I should have had a warning on it, I'm sorry, for poor hearts and weak stomachs,
you should really have done it. That's right. Are you not worried, George, that if this is successful, that you'll need to do this every time? You'll need to get the Lycra out as a threat? If it works?
Well, I've had some message from other MPs, actually, a bit cross at me, saying you've just elevated the level we have to go to get funding for our electorates. But, look, I hope not. I think the threat might only work once. After that, they may just know I'm crazy enough to do something like that if I don't get my way. But it is serious. All jokes aside, we need this stage two of the Mackay Ring Road, obviously, to improve freight efficiency, to create more jobs, to get the trucks out of the city. That's why it's important. It'll probably create about 500 extra jobs. So anyone that doesn't want the video released or wants to see the ring road go ahead should go to putaringroadonit.com.au. Well, they can see the video there too.
Even if you do get all the signatures you want, are you still going to release the video just for a laugh? I mean, you've gone to the effort to record
he wouldn't admit to that. Otherwise, what's the point? You can't be admitting to that now.
But I want to see it.
You're a sick puppy, Rach. You really are.
Look, Rach, I might just release a little extra snippet for you.
Oh, please
just,
do.
Yeah.
I don't
we'll
know why. It's like a car crash. Like, I need to see it. I can't look away, though.
We may give 1 second uncensored or something like that.
Oh, that's a full teaser.
Doing things a little unorthodox George. He gave us a bit of a laugh, though. So, all right, so the petition, putaringroadonit.com.au, is on your Facebook page, or you could just go directly to that site, I guess. But is it really, in order for us to get funding, do we really need to do these kind of things? I think it's funny, obviously, but are we really struggling to get that ring road completed?
Well, no, look, I think we've got $1.5 billion that the federal government set aside for roads of strategic importance in northern Australia, and this is a road of a strategic importance, but I guess every community's got a road of strategic importance, and you have to do something sometimes outside the box to elevate the your local issues and your local projects, and I got to tell you, this has certainly caught attention from a fair few people. So it's elevated, job's done. Now all we need to do is secure the funding, and that's why we need local support.
All right, well, hopefully it works.
Good on you for putting your butt on the line for the ring road.
Right, literally. Member for Dawson, George Christensen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. See you guys.
See ya.